Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 94th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Jan Pieter van Voorst van Beest. He is originally from the Netherlands. And since 1970, he's lived with his wife, and they raised their family in Pownal, Maine. Jan Pieter is a photographer and was the person who had the idea for the book called New Mainers. And he took the beautiful black and white portraits of immigrants for that 2009 publication. It is such a pleasure to have you in the studio here on New Mainers Speak today. Jan Pieter, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, tell us about the Netherlands of your childhood, and are there images that are burned into your memory from your boyhood in Holland that could help characterize that time and place for listeners?
Well, I was born when the war was almost over. It was a year to go, so I don't really remember much of that. I remember the stories that my family told me of the occupation and stuff that was going on. But my earliest memories are probably right after the war in the early 50s and the late 40s when Holland was really recuperating from the war.
And what kinds of things did you do with your friends in Holland as a boy growing up in the rebuilding city?
Oh, we played. All we did was play soccer. That's what I grew up with. That's what we did on the street, everywhere else. And that's what you did.
Yeah,
that was just done, and there wasn't much else to do. Of course, we played on the street. We did what other kids did,
like kick the can kind of thing.
Oh yeah, we kicked everything, and we played on the street in the parks, wherever you were not allowed to play, and that's what you did when you were from very very little. I mean, Wednesday afternoons when we didn't have school, we were always in the park playing football, as we called it.
Were there kids just everywhere when you were a child? Was there a baby boom in Holland too?
Yeah. At the time, there were. I think there were little kids. So it was the early baby boomers, a little bit before the baby boom.
You're a pre-boomer.
So, yeah. Just early.
Does
early
that make
boomer.
You the last of the greatest generation?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So you were trained in Europe as a merchant marine and had a career that included many things, including running Shaw's transportation and trucking department. At what point in your life did you become interested in photography?
Actually, when I came here, I was a merchant marine officer. I went to a merchant marine academy in Holland, and I was a merchant marine officer over there. When I came here, it was just tough. I had to choose what I wanted to do. That's how I went in the trucking industry. But it was then, actually, when I started working in trucking, that I also became a photographer to do something else, to get away from the daily
logistics
stuff and logistics and so forth. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in 1970, actually, I took a course at then Portland School of Art. John Idy was my teacher, and I took a course down there.
And portraiture in particular, when did you find that was something you liked to do?
Well, I really started photographing. My style was mostly semi-documentary street photography. And when you do that, you photograph a lot of people. And so out of that, portrait photography just emerges, I think, because you focus on people. Street photographs usually have people in it, and you focus on people. And so when you do portraits, and I started doing portraits when I started getting more involved with I was starting to shoot more 2.25 at the time, which is an ideal format for portraits. And so it sort of automatically flowed into portrait photography also. So that's a part of what I do.
Do you find that taking people's portraits takes a little more courage than other kinds of photography?
Well, in a way. I mean, once you have people's attention and their permission, and they know that they're sitting for a portrait, it's easy, because then you have them. when you photograph on the street and do sort of documentary photography, quite often I shoot people when they don't know it, and which is fine in my book, because if the moment they know it that their photograph is taken, the moment is gone. But if you set people for, say, an environmental portrait like I did for the book, then they know that they're being photographed. But
So you have a website, and it has 8 categories of images in your gallery section. Can you tell us about what kind of camera you use and a bit about your process as an artist?
Yeah. Well, of course, I started before digital photography was around. And so I usually shot a lot of 35 millimeter, and then I shot a lot of 2.25. I never did any large format photography, but I always worked in the dark room, and that's basically what I did. I got a little bit later on in some alternative stuff like Polaroid transfer stuff, and then digital came around, and now I do both. Although digital is so easy, so you tend to it tends to take over more because you can always do it. Whereas if you have to go in the dark room, you have to prepare for it, and when you start doing less of that work, actually you have to prepare for it more because the chemicals have to be fresh. You have to have good paper and so forth.
Yeah, things in motion, stay in motion.
Well, if I want to print a digital print, I can get up at 3 in the morning and go to my printer and print one. If I want to do darkroom photography, I really have to prepare for it, go out, get fresh chemicals, etc.
And so you can't do it at 3 in the morning?
Well, I can.
Do you do a lot of photography?
It would be cumbersome to do that at 3 in the morning.
Yes. And your website itself, I will link to on the New Mainers Speak page and on the Facebook page for the show that people can see some of your work if they're interested in learning more. So where did you come up with the idea to make a book of portraits and stories about immigrants in Maine?
Oh, the New Mainers thing. I was always fascinated with the being an immigrant myself. I was always sort of intrigued by all the immigrants that were flowing into Portland, and you had all these wonderful restaurants in Portland at the time, and I was just visualizing a book or a series of photographs of people that had restaurants, you know, cooks standing in their kitchen or standing in front of their shop, and then make a series of 2.25 portraits of them, and then get some recipes of them or something like that, and write a brief portion of the story, of their life story. That was the original idea. But I needed somebody to write the stories. And my friend Pat Nyan, who had been writing for Maine Times at the time, and I had known her for quite a while, agreed to write a story. So we had a plan, and I had some contact with Tilbury Press at the time, and so we went to Tilbury Press. Jennifer Bunting was the editor down there, and she thought it was a wonderful idea, but she couldn't do it because she said if you do something about restaurants, then they'll probably be out of business before you have the book done. And so we had to go back to the drawing board, and we said, well, why don't we drop the restaurant idea and just do immigrants? And so that was fine. And so then we had to find immigrants. And we had the good fortune to run into Reza Jalali, whose name was given to me. And I ran into him at an African thing that they had in Lewiston, I think, outdoors. And he was extraordinarily helpful gathering up all the immigrants. We had some of our ourselves that we came up with, but he came up with the bulk of the immigrants for us. And so that was wonderful to have him around.
And Reza Jalali is the multicultural coordinator here at USM.
Yeah.
And has been on the show a couple times sharing his creative works. And so I know he is very well connected and would be a great resource for finding all kinds of people around the state.
Oh yeah, he was, and so we drew up a plan and went back to Jennifer and made a chapter to show her. Who was in the chapter? Oh, the woman from Oh, she has a restaurant here in
from Thailand?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's looking in the book, New Mainers,
yeah,
which many of you probably have.
Hmm.
So this book has sold a whole lot of copies. And are they thinking about doing a second printing at this point?
Well, I would love to do a... the book had 3,000... It was an edition of 3,000. And I think... I don't know exactly where we are. We may be at 2,500 or 2,400. So I'm hoping that, especially with the interest that we have now in the book, that we sell some more, and that may be a reason for them to do a second edition. But I don't know if we would be so lucky. But I'd love to do a follow up. So maybe they might be interested in that, with especially. As I say, the interest in immigration right now is immigration is a pretty hot topic right now.
Well, this book is so beautifully done, and I'm sure another book would be a huge success. I wonder what you attribute the success of the last book to. It really made a big splash in 2009 and continues to sell copies today.
Well, it has been an interesting topic, which immigration has been in the news for the last 10-15 years, and actually it's getting it's in the news more and more lately with the presidential election. Everybody's saying dumb things about it. the governor makes remarks about immigration, so everybody gets interested in immigration, and there has been more and more immigration, and we have seen more immigrants. Immigrants have been more obvious in
more
Maine
visible,
lately.
Yes.
When I came to Maine, there was one black person, I think, no, a couple, but it was, there were hardly, it was not diverse at all. It's not that diverse now, but Maine is, but it gets more and more diverse.
Yes, it does. So how did the creation of this book, New Mainers, contribute to or affect your personal identity as an immigrant over time?
Well, I think it makes you think a little bit more about immigrants and their value and what they're doing, and so doing the book automatically, it seems that the subjects of the book seem to be giving back a little bit to me. And you start to think about it a little bit more. Makara Meng was the first one that we did. That
oh,
was her.
Yes, nice.
Sorry,
that's good. She came to you.
Finally, my memory lit up. She had a store, actually, not a restaurant, I think.
So you're listening to WMPG, and if you're just joining us, welcome. This is New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is photographer Jan-Pieter van Voorst van Beest. You may recognize his work from the 2009 book called New Mainers, and you can see his work featured presently at the Maine Historical Society's exhibit called 400 Years of New Mainers, a show about the history of immigration in Maine. Beyond being part of your own personal narrative, immigration is a hot topic globally, as you mentioned. I wonder what you can tell us about the exhibit at the Maine Historical Society regarding how they've approached immigration in that exhibit.
Oh, I think the exhibit, they did a great job putting it together, and it's very clear. It makes immigration very clear, especially in Maine. It shows how many other groups of immigration, of immigrants there were, and it shows you about the French who came to Lewiston, for example, and all the other groups that came into Maine, and it gives you a nice global oversight of immigration. They did a great job, and it's a lovely looking exhibit also. It's well laid out, and it also it shows people the value of immigrants and the impact of immigrants, and it makes everybody realize that even if you're a third or fourth generation American here, that you're still, your forebears were still immigrants. So it shows you that everybody actually comes from immigrants here in the States anyway.
I love that title for the show, 400 Years of New Mainers.
I like it. Yeah, it's great. Of course, I like the New Mainers thing.
Well, you coined the phrase.
I know it. it's become a part of the language now in Maine, which is nice. Yeah. Well, you guys did your part on that. So.
Well, just part of it. I just piggybacked on your creative idea. But there's the New Mainers Resource Center and New Mainers this and that.
So it's nice that they use it. Yeah.
Yeah, I really loved the show. And I at the Maine Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
Are the pictures used there just the ones from your book, or are there other additional portraits that we haven't seen?
Well, they have the Historical Society has pieces from their collection in there, and they have some drawings in there and other artwork by another artist,
I
believe.
Yeah, Pigeon,
and
former guest too.
And so they have more historical photographs, but the newer photographs, I think, are mostly mine. I don't know how many they used. They used about 25, 24. They didn't use every single one of them, but most of them. And they did a great job displaying them.
And have you kept in touch with any of the people you photographed for the book New Mainers? Do you ever run into any of those people?
I run into some of them. I run into, like, Makara Meng, her store, I used to go to every once in a while. I run into Pais Ali every once in a while because he seems to be everywhere.
Yes,
nowadays.
He's been on the show too.
So, you meet, every once in a while you see somebody, which is always nice.
I'm curious if any of them have a feeling or a thought about being in this Maine Historical Society show with their portrait.
I was thinking that some of them might have seen it. I think that Horia Majid, I think she was planning to come to one of the openings, I believe, I heard, and I hope they're getting some of the others as well.
The Maine Historical Society notes that immigration is America's oldest tradition, and along with religious tolerance, was what our nation was built upon. I wonder how you feel about your contemporary portraits being used to help characterize this show.
Well, they're certainly part of it, I think, and with the book also, I think that what we finally did, or what we did, is create a little bit understanding about immigration and immigrants give everybody a little bit of an idea what kind of wonderful people actually come to Maine and to the United States from other countries and their contributions and so forth. And that's important. I mean, all the people in the book are, one by one, they have accomplished enormous things. I mean, some people are maybe professionals and other people are, there's a whole variety of people and they all do different things, but whatever they do, they struggle. They have a hard time quite often. It's not easy to come to the United States. It's the U.S. It's tough. I mean, it's very unforgiving when you come here. I mean, jobs are generally hard to get. Some people had pretty good, very good educations, and their educational skills or papers are not recognized here, so they have to start all over again, and so that makes it tough. It's tough to make it. You know, you have to work hard, and one by one they did, and they made it. So I think that illustrates the importance of immigration, and it sheds a light on the people that come here.
Absolutely. I thought Pat Nyhan, the author of the narrative part of the book, mm-hmm. Was very respectful in her tone and artful in the way she captured their personalities, their culture, their aspirations.
Yeah. Well, she's a wonderful writer, and I was extraordinarily lucky to find her and to have her agree to do the book. And she did a good job.
She sure did.
She worked for Maine Times at the time, I think, and she wrote for them.
And she had a lot of experience with English language learners.
Yeah, she was teaching for a long time, and she was working with immigrants for quite a while.
She felt in her work that she had a deep understanding.
And she still does. I mean, I think she still teaches. She lives in Washington now, but she still teaches immigrants.
Hmm. Since the Netherlands didn't have an option for dual citizenship until recently, you have remained a Dutch citizen all of these years, up until last year, right?
Yeah.
So as you approach your first presidential election this fall, how big a role do you think that the topic of immigration will play in selecting a new leader?
Well, it has already. I mean, it's been Trump started it all with his whole immigration thing, and whether you agree with it or not, and of course I certainly don't, but he certainly started the he shed light on immigration, and now it plays a very important role, which is actually a good thing for immigrants. I think he probably, if people are smart, they will conclude that Trump did him a favor to shed a light on immigration.
You know, that's similar to what one of your subjects, Dr. Zaidi, he came in maybe a month or so ago, and he said, you know, all this attention on Muslims may be in the hot seat now, but it's probably a good thing for the long run because people learn more, get to know people, find out if it's that, if this jargon is true or not true for them.
And I think the more familiar people get with groups of immigrants, they lose their anxiety about them. I think people have anxiety about immigrants because they see something that they are not familiar with. And if you see that, then it's tough to embrace it right away. But once you get to know it, and once you see that it certainly has a lot of positives, then people get to accept that.
I think it's one reason we're afraid of other cultures. We know so little about them. Our education doesn't include a lot of geography or civics or even world history that reaches outside of Europe.
Well, you see it in Europe right now with the whole influx of people coming into Europe, and they're not necessarily accustomed to masses like that, and it just hits them over the head, and they get frightened, and they don't know what to do about it. Because it's unfamiliar.
So. Absolutely. Jan Peter, you are a delight to visit with. I so enjoy getting the opportunity to see things the way you see them through your beautifully expressive images in the book and now at the Maine Historical Society. And a special thank you to you for coining the phrase New Mainers, which is so commonly used today, including on this show. So thank you for being my guest today.
Well, thank you.
I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest Jan Peter van Voorst van Beest. Would you be so kind to introduce the song you've chosen for us to close the program today with? I have it queued up here. You can just tell us what it is.
Oh, it's a piece that my son Chris van Voorst van Beest wrote. It's called Plexus, Solar Plexus, and it's a classical piece that he composed. And I think it has Jeremy Feiner on
Clarinet,
yeah, and Danny Fox on piano.
Great. Looking forward to hearing your son's music.
Thanks.
Thanks for being in today.
Thank you.